This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour here on the DJV program. Good day to you and good day to everybody. I want to bring in ladies that will bring a good day to you. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The focus on Ukraine and the now we've got another issue. Jennifer, Victoria and I were talking, mostly Victoria was explaining how the defense ministry and the banks in Ukraine have been hit by Edward Snowden.
I didn't say Edward Snowden.
I know you didn't, but I'm saying
it means Russia for sure.
Yeah, I'm saying it's Edward Snowden all over the place. So the Russians.
It does seem suspicious that he's been able to live there.
So if they are withdrawing their troops, it could be. You know, all of this is speculation. Who knows? Because you never really find out what the truth is when it comes to these things. But two and two is still four. So they could be. They figured out, you know, look at what the Russians did to our election. Look what they do to the international markets. Look at what they do to screw around with people using Snowden's technology, technique, whatever, his abilities. And so here they are at war with Ukraine. Well, they say they're not at war because the troops haven't gone in there yet. But they're at war.
Yeah. They want to take it over. They don't necessarily want to blow up Ukraine. They want it.
They want to screw with it so they'll bring them to their knees. If they screw with their banks and their defense ministry and other things there that are used, I mean, those are the two most important things, right? If the armed forces of Ukraine are all screwed up because their technology is messed up and the banks are all screwed up so they can't get in any money, what do you think is going to happen to this system? He's going to have to shoot a bullet, not one bullet. This is modern warfare. That's what this is. This is how the Russians will take over Ukraine. They'll just screw up things so that, and then they'll come in and say, well, look, we can fix all this stuff. Just let us in. So there you go. That's my read on it. Ladies, you want to have a different take or am I off my rocker?
Huh? No, you might be right. Yeah. You know, it remains to be
seen. I may still be off my rocker, but I still...
That's true. Yeah, I don't think that anybody predicts that there's going to be a violent war in Ukraine. Yeah. I mean, I don't think that that's the end goal.
But so what can we do if, Jennifer and Victoria, if in fact I'm right and this is how they're waging war, what do we do about preventing that? What can we do? What tools, what talent, what do we do in the West?
Well, that's why we're backing NATO.
Yeah, no, but I mean, does NATO, I'm talking about computers and screwing with things that have not to do with bullets. These are things that are necessary to run a war. You got to have the defense ministry. If that's in chaos, you can't run the war. And if your banks have no money in them, people can't get at the money, then, you know, how do you win the war?
You can do a lot of stuff to Russia to get them to stop. It's just who's got the cojones and the backbone to do it is the question. I mean, you can get them off, and one of the things that people have been talking about a lot is pull them off the SWIFT banking system, which would literally cripple them. They wouldn't be able to take
money
from...
we did that once before. Didn't we, Jennifer, do that once before?
I don't know. I don't know if we've ever done it before, but I know that's one of the things that people have been talking about as a punishment to Vladimir Putin.
Oh, it was Iran. We did it to Iran.
Yes, we did it to Iran. Yeah, I don't think we've done it to Russia before.
No.
So that's one thing that can be done
immediately.
That's a big one. I mean, the thing with Russia is that they have a really terrible economy. And so that's why you're seeing cyber attacks and not missiles. Because don't you know that Vladimir Putin would love to go and make a big splash somewhere, but they really can't afford it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think it really does come to the money. And this is why I beat on a drum of the fact that we're even here is because they've been allowed to take Germany's energy business. We need to get them away from that. We need to get Germany going someplace else. It's what we did with Iran. We negotiated them away from Iran as a source of energy. Isolate Russia by their money, and you're going to make them completely ineffective.
Which is why Putin's not stupid. He knows that that's the plan, ultimately. That's going to be the consequence.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that he right now doesn't think that anybody's going to blink because everybody's relying on him. And so I think there is nothing standing in his way. Plus, whether we've allowed it, the world community has allowed it, we've allowed him to become now the minion of Chairman Xi. And so it is very telling that the two of them had that photo op before the Olympics. It's very telling that all of this is going on during the Olympics. To me, that means that Putin has the sign off of President Xi to be doing this.
Let's go back to the axis of evil.
Yeah, and honestly, you add Iran into that and North Korea, and that's pretty startling. Evil. The rest of the world needs to not be sleeping on this.
All right, here's something that is a good example of us being asleep. Yesterday, sometime this week, earlier in the week, the Senate confirmed Dr. Robert Califf, C-A-L-I-F-F, as the new administrator of the Food and Drug Administration. The objections from the pharmaceutical industry, well, not from the industry, but the objections from members of Congress and the public and some of the public, what do they call these organizations that are supportive of their you know, groups of companies and groups of organizations that are pretty aggressive when it comes to either they're for or against somebody, and in this case, they were really against this guy because he's an insider. It's a perfect example of what I've talked about and we've talked about here for years and years and years. Here's Joe Biden, who nominates a guy that was in the same job during the Obama administration, and the nomination comes in, and people raise their eyebrow, and they go back and forth. It took a long time. The chairman of the Republican side of the Senate said this guy is supremely qualified and needed bipartisan support. This guy's a cardiologist. He's done a lot of clinical research, but he's also up to his mickey.
He was a deputy commissioner, too, before that. So he's had a long history with the FDA. He's not new to the FDA.
No, but his connections to the pharmaceutical industry are dangerous and perfect example of what I have said over and over again, not just with this guy, who kind of looks like a slime wad as well as being one. But the fact, by the way, he was, the question came about the objections because he was at the FDA and he was at the center of the problem of drug evaluation and research when it comes to opioids. In other words, OxyContin was approved with his endorsement, with his help, and that's why he's a controversial figure. And he's because he's tied
but
to whatever.
A lot of I don't know. I mean, I don't know much about this guy. I mean, the last time he held this position was Obama's final year, and he received a vote of 89-4. I mean, that's a sweeping vote of confidence. But
well, even if it is,
I mean, so many doctors.
I'm not arguing with you.
I'm just saying, like, so many. I don't know. I wouldn't hang the opioid crisis on one person because there are so many doctors who prescribed it and didn't know.
Right. But here's a guy who's at the head of this organization, and it seems to me they set a tone. And if you keep bringing people in from the businesses they are supposed to regulate, then you have corruption. And that's not just here in the FDA. I'm just using this as an example. But you can look at any of these.
And it happens in every administration where they bring, I mean, you know,
every agency.
Some of Trump's appointees that had connections like this. And this was, I think the reason that you're seeing such sweeping approval is because, back to money and power, Congress makes a ton of money off of Big Pharma. This is why I think it needs to, this is why medicine has become political now, unfortunately.
This guy, it came out in the hearing, Bernie Sanders, God love him, as much as he's kind of a cuckamonga, his staff
went right sometimes with
he did.
Judge.
He got it right here. His staff found out that this guy's got millions of dollars in pharmaceutical stock.
Yep.
And so,
there's the blind trust argument, right? That should be a no-brainer.
Yep.
I mean, but then again, like, this Joe Manchin doesn't have a blind trust. He makes so much money off of coal. Who's going to vote
wrong.
For that? It's everybody's
it's
up
wrong.
To their mickey. Yeah.
Right. So here we go once again with somebody. This is, and it's getting some exposure in the press, some media coverage. Whether it's getting enough, does the average person know that this guy is up to his mickey in pharmaceutical stock holdings? Now, he's supposed to.
I don't think it's a surprise, right?
No, not at all.
Like Jen said, everybody, every administration as people who come in. I mean, you know, I was no fan of Ajit Pai, who ran the FCC. He went from Verizon.
I just got appointed yesterday and got to work on some cable company.
Right. He went from being a higher up at Verizon to the FCC. He passed a bunch of stuff that, you know, made his bed nice and fluffy, and then he left. And I mean, that's what they all say.
It's going to be interesting what Secretary Granholm is going to have to do, too, because now this corruption scheme is in the levels of the cabinet in a secretary position where she was sending Biden out to speak to groups that she was invested in.
Corruption.
Yeah,
here's Manchin, by the way, if you want. You talk about Manchin. Manchin was against Califf's nomination, arguing, quote, that he had failed to address the crisis, the opioid crisis, in a meaningful way. Why would he? He's invested in a company that sells the opioids. Why would he?
The opioids, big problem in West Virginia. So, of course, Manchin's going to feel like that.
And
Bernie Sanders, too, in Vermont.
There's an op-ed published in USA Today, in which they there's a letter from Manchin writing to the chairman of the committee about the gravity of the drug epidemic. And yada yada, the pharmaceutical
industry. Well,
like
Jen said, West Virginia is one of the hardest hit states.
Yep. Vermont,
opioid addictions.
Hampshire, absolutely.
Yep.
And that's where Bernie comes in on the Vermont side.
Well, that's where Trump fell. You remember the reason that Trump's administration made a big push to try to get rid of opioid addiction is because of him campaigning in New Hampshire and Vermont. He's like, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. People were coming to him because the problem was so big, and you don't think about it in that area, but it's bad.
He was involved in a thing with Biogen, which is a local company here in my neck of the woods. They got approval for an Alzheimer's drug that went through this guy's office, and they gave it a fast approval. And now apparently the drug is a problem. That's one of the things that came up. The Inspector General's investigation into the approval of this drug as quickly as it was approved. So there are, as I'm looking at letters from all these other various Republicans and Democrats who are tracking the performance of drugs that were approved during the time this guy was in there before and where his stock portfolio is. So, hello, ding, ding, ding. Anybody home? This is it. This is what's going on, and this is what people should know about. You can't allow this. This is part of us being the watchdogs. Instead of being put to sleep by watching the Super Bowl or what's going on at the Olympics, this is something that ought to be on our minds because it affects the lives of everybody. Now, with the drug culture that we have, both legal and illegal, it is a very serious problem to be aware of. 18 after the hour, this is the DJV program.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when the white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, here we are at 23 after the hour. Each hour is filled with information, discussions about things that's going on, and people, especially Jennifer and Victoria and Jay, love to gossip. They're the gossip queens of the airwaves. So I don't know if this is factual or gossip. I feel badly for Alec Baldwin, frankly. Everybody's going to pile on. And so that's what this story is, ladies, apparently. Everybody's getting sued for the shooting on Rush.
I guess the accusation is that he didn't do anything after she was shot, that he didn't offer any help, which seems a bit odd. Like, I don't understand how someone is shot in front of you, you don't offer some sort of assistance, but that's one of the claims of the lawsuit, is that he didn't do anything.
That's weird, because in that interview, well, no, he said he didn't know what happened. Remember in the interview that he did with, I don't know, was it Stephanopoulos or somebody? It was the televised interview. I thought he did a really convincing job of walking everyone through that timeline. They were cleared out of the room. He said he didn't know what had happened for 40 minutes. Medics were in there with her, and he didn't know anything. So, and also, like, that's kind of a lame argument. Yes, is he responsible as a producer? Sure. But to say that he personally, he's not a medic, he's not, I mean, I don't know. I think that's a weak argument.
I think there's something stretching here.
Yeah.
I think there's something human about when somebody gets in trouble. And apparently, when this thing went off, at least according to the court filings, and again, we'll see, everybody gets a side and everybody gets to tell it, but the family of the victim is saying that the gun went off, that Helena Hutchins doubles over in pain, that the director stumbles back, and two camera operators run over to help. But Alec Baldwin, who's actually holding the gun, you got to know that it went off, right? Didn't do anything. He didn't offer any help to the victims, according to the lawyers. After the gun went off 4 feet from Hutchins, she said, "I'm hit," according to court filings, and he still offered no help. So I guess she was yelling in pain. The bullet had ricocheted from through her body and into his shoulder. Crew members moved in to help. Medics rushed to the scene, and they say that Baldwin gave no aid. So,
I don't know. I had heard that she didn't make a sound at all. The director went, "Ow, that burns," because the ricochet hit his shoulder blade, but that she just doubled over and didn't say anything. So I don't know. It's so unfortunate, but even in the interview, though, Alec Baldwin said he was expecting her family, her husband, to file a lawsuit. And I think it was Stephanopoulos who interviewed him? I forget.
Yep.
But whoever the interviewer was said, oh, real, like, kind of was surprised that he said that. And he goes, well, and Alec said, well, yeah, obviously people are going to be suing. This is, you know, and rightfully so. They lost their wife and the little boy's mother. So, of course, they should have some compensation. So none of this is surprising. This was all expected. But I don't know. It's what a mess.
Speaking of something that is expected or not, Simone Biles has become engaged. She's 24 years old, way too young. What do we know about Jonathan Owens, who's a little older? What's his story?
I don't know anything about him. I have no idea.
I've never heard of him.
He could just be a regular person.
Yeah,
oh, he's a professional
really
football
cute,
player.
Though.
I guess he's a pro football player. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about him, but I'm happy for her because she has certainly had a rough few years. Oh my gosh, with the Larry Nassar stuff, and then competing in the Tokyo Summer Games, Remember, she had to take a mental health break, and then she came back and did the final event. So she's been through a lot.
Yep, she has. All right, well, there it is. A couple of wraps around gossip, if you will. It's 28 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Hola, Carla speaking.
Carla's Roofing Company always goes above and beyond.
Yeah, we heard about next week's forecast.
She needs a new foreman to weather a storm of projects.
You mean another full crew before Wednesday? Mira Jose, can you work Wednesday?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use this.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Hillary Clinton broke her silence Wednesday on Twitter, commenting on Special Counsel John Durham's investigation and reports it supports claims of spying on Donald Trump. In a brief tweet, Clinton insisted Vanity Fair had published a good debunking of allegations that her 2016 presidential campaign had indirectly funded efforts to spy on White House servers and the Trump campaign. Clinton dismissed those claims as the, quote, latest nonsense from the political right. A new Politico poll shows President Biden's continued struggle to win support from the American people, with just 43% expressing approval of Biden's job performance. Biden's approval on the pandemic was even worse. Just 39% approved of the president's handling of the pandemic. 49% of registered voters want mask mandates lifted. This is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Used car prices continue to rise, and the ripple effects could be felt for quite some time.
The price of used cars is revving up even faster than new cars, and experts are sounding the alarm. According to Edmunds.com data, a three-year-old Dodge Grand Caravan is worth more than $25,000 today, up 69% from a year ago. The high prices are being fueled by a global computer chip shortage, increased labor and production costs, as well as supply chain delays. Edmunds.com Senior Manager of Insights Ivan Drury telling Fox Business, due to the price hikes, people are having to finance used cars even longer.
We're already looking at extremely long loan terms, averaging 70 months. That's new and used. Used vehicles are going $500 a month on average. So this isn't just a here and now problem. If you purchase something now and you've got to borrow money, it's going to play out for years down the road.
That's Tim Berg reporting from the Phoenix Bureau. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to loosen guidance on indoor masking as early as next week. This as COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations continue to drop. In a press briefing on Wednesday, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said the agency is examining new metrics for relaxing pandemic guidance, including masks, and would deliver that updated guidance soon. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Almost 35 after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan with lots of thought, lots of thinking, lots of inspiration. Speaking of that, the Super Bowl ratings have been announced. 101 million Americans watched the Super Bowl on live TV. So that's not just in this country. That's around the world, too, right? Or is that just ratings for America?
No, that's just America. That's just America. NBC. Yeah.
Yeah. I told you I went to the movies and it was like Christmas.
It does include It does include Telemundo because this is the first year because NBC owns Telemundo.
Yeah.
I don't know how many viewers they had, but that does include that is included in that number.
Normally,
but it's
up.
A pretty it's way up. Yeah.
Yeah. So do Hispanics like football? I don't know. They mostly like soccer. I don't think
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't really know how popular it is, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I think the bulk of it is, you know, non-Hispanic NBC viewers. I think that's really where it came. And Peacock.
Right.
Well,
the thing
owns
is that they don't consider Los Angeles or Cincinnati to be big, top 10 football towns. Usually it's like Dallas,
Boston
would be one.
They're crazy about football in Cincinnati.
Right.
They're nuts.
And like L.A., because we didn't have a team for so long, like the Rams are building back. Cincinnati is a smaller place, so they don't consider it not a popular football team usually. So it's pretty stunning that it was this watch.
Well, there were a lot of people that came out of it. I remember, because I worked in Cincinnati doing afternoons for a couple of years, meeting all of these people. Cincinnati was a very insular place. There wasn't much going on socially other than baseball and football. The local Chris Collinsworth and Elway, they were big heroes like Pete Rose was for the Reds. And it just was that culture. It was that sort of thing that sort of took over there. So
I think there were a lot of other dynamics at play, though. I think the fact that it was in L.A. and there were a million celebrity spottings, that always makes for, you know, it makes it a little more interesting to watch. The halftime show was a massive draw. I mean, the top three of all time now are Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, and this halftime show with Snoop and Dre and everybody. Mm-hmm. So that was a massive, massive hit. And I think the fact that the overall viewership from the NFL season, the regular season, was up 10% from the year before, that was the highest rated regular season since 2015. So clearly something is going on where people are really coming back to football. And
all right, so here is the number. I just got the clarification. 101 million people, 101 English-speaking people on NBC watched, and the total was 112 with 11 million on Telemundo. That's how it shakes out. The digital platforms up 16% from last year. And maybe that's the halftime show, who knows, whatever it was. I'm not the best. I'm not objective.
Right, you're not a football fan. Yeah,
I don't care about football. I sure as hell don't give a damn about watching Snoop Dogg and those other guys perform. So it wasn't for me. But it's a younger crowd, and that's what the advertisers
There's
like.
There's something about a collective experience, though, that people like.
Yeah.
Everybody goes, oh, did you see those commercials? You know, you don't even have to like the game to get something from it.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, you're right about that.
In contrast, though, I thought it was interesting that NBC released the numbers for the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics, because NBC also has the Olympics, and that only got 14 million viewers. It was one of the least viewed ceremonies in history. Mm-hmm. So I think that there's a lot at play with that as well, right? I mean, it's, you know, people are less interested because of the China stuff. And I think it's unfortunate for the American, you know, athletes and athletes from other non-cheating countries. You know, they don't have anybody in the stands. It just looks really kind of pathetic.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
Yeah. It is too bad. I thought this was interesting. It was announced yesterday that Elon Musk donated over $5 billion of shares in Tesla to an unnamed charity. We have been talking a lot about unbridled capitalism and how greedy some of these. You know, it's kind of silly to put everybody into the same pot as it is to put everybody, you know, teachers are the same, all radio people are the same, all politicians are the same. You know, putting everybody into categories is kind of silly because not everybody who makes a lot of money is a greedy, no good SOB. Elon Musk is a character, to be sure. He's quirky and not like everybody else, but guess what? people who are like that who are not like everybody else are the ones that often are more successful because they don't listen to the push of the crowd. They pay no attention to what people say about them. Oh, that guy's kind of strange. You know, they're tone deaf to that, and they move ahead with their own deal, their own plans, and lots of good comes out of it. So he's a quirky guy. Does that mean he's unlikable? As opposed to Carl Icahn, who's quirky, but he is unlikable. So, you know, there's that. Paramount Plus, they're really going on a binge here. There's yet another new Yellowstone that's going to be a prequel to the prequel. How much of this stuff?
Isn't it wild?
You know,
people are like Law & Order and CSI, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Lots of Law & Order commercials with Sam Waterston back.
Yeah.
And I guess Anthony Anderson from Black-ish has joined the new cast.
Right. Well, he was one of the big they talked to Chris Noth about coming back, and they talked to Green. What was his first name? I think Jeremy Green. He was the first. He was partnered, the black cop that was partnered with Jerry Orbach. That was a very popular combination. They've had a lot of good combinations. He came in after Noth went to do something else, but it was Noth and Jerry Orbach at first. And Zunza was in there at one point. I never can pronounce his name.
Ooh.
Remember him?
No.
It's D-Z-I-E. You'd recognize him, your son.
Oh.
He was
I have
one
never
of
seen an episode of Law & Order.
Haven't you?
Never.
Oh, wow.
It's not even sitting in a doctor's waiting room. That's like all they ever play.
Yeah.
Reruns.
Really?
Wow.
I think the first episode is this week, too, isn't it? Or no, next week, because the Olympics are on. Yeah, it's next week. Yeah, I think it is. I think they're going to put it on Thursday so they have all the Law & Orders on the same night. I don't know what they're going to do with Blacklist. Put it someplace else. It should be on another night and later because it's not an 8 o'clock show, I don't think. I never did think it was. Anyway, so back to Yellowstone. This is the biggest hit Paramount Plus has. It is actually one of the most popular shows that's ever been introduced on cable. It's pretty racy. It's pretty raw. But I think they're averaging like 10 million viewers a week, which is unheard of for even a regular network show, never mind a cable show.
I need to watch it just because everyone I know is watching
it.
But, like, I don't really care. I would watch the present day one with Kevin Costner, but I really don't care about, like, the Old West. It creeps me out. Like,
I want to watch Yellowstone. I haven't seen it, but 1883 is awesome. It's really good.
Is it? Yeah.
It really is.
That's the Tim McGraw, Faith Hill one, right?
Faith Hill one, yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when is this one supposed to be? It's supposed to be for
next
year, apparently.
I don't know. They haven't announced anything more than just, here it is. It's 1932 now, so it's Prohibition, and I don't know. It's a lot.
Shoot them up. More shoot them up. The COVID thing is still, even though it's not the first thing we talk about out of the box, still there because in the case of what the information is that's floating around today, it looks like a third of Americans who believe that coronavirus or the vaccine misinformation is real. They're in disagreement with scientists and medical experts. This is a survey by the COVID States Project suggesting that educating people on the science behind vaccines isn't enough.
Because it's too political at this point.
Yeah, right, exactly. The political side of it has changed the reality of it. So, you know, you've got that. It's the things that have been said. What people say that the vaccine uses aborted fetal cells. Where did that come from? I never.
Because vaccines do contain
vaccines.
Aborted fetal cells.
They do.
Yeah, but it's one. See, that's sort of the misleading thing. It's one aborted fetus from the 70s that has been used. Those cells have been replicated, and it's been used in, you know, flu shots, and it's been used in everything. And so,
one
but I
baby?
Think that.
One of, that's it. They get it on. What's
yeah,
in
it was cells. To keep
yeah, the cells keep growing. Yeah, but I don't think the mRNA technology actually used that. So that's been debunked.
Well, can we go back to that for a second? I didn't know that. I'm in the dark. That's kind of what? How does this? There was one aborted fetus, and then
I have
they
to look up and get the specifics.
Or something,
but
It's tissue cells
that they've been growing, basically.
Yeah.
Which is kind of disgusting.
How do they grow
it's stem cell. It's not like it's parts of a baby or anything. I mean, it's like people really blow this out of proportion.
I'm not trying to blow it out. I'm just trying to understand what it is.
Stem cells.
placenta.
Well, it's a real baby. I mean, it's a fetus for sure, but they're using that stem cell technology. That's why a lot of Christians are against stem cell, because it's based on a human life, basically. It was a, you know, that's where it all started.
8%
George
in the
Bush
survey.
Got into a whole big thing with that when he was president. There was, I remember there was a big controversy about that with stem cell research and everything, but yeah.
Anything he, well, I'm not, I'll keep my comment.
He was, no, my point is he was caught in between because science, you know, said, well, we need this stem cell. I mean, think about what stem cells can do.
Yeah,
stem cells are amazing what they can do.
Yeah, I'm all for that kind of research. I just am curious, you know, you hear the political side of it. I remember George Bush the father. George Bush the father he said he was against abortion. When he ran for president, and his wife said, no, he's not. He's just saying that because he's running. That's what I liked about her. There was no punches pulled with her. And it was true. She didn't say it while he was running. She said it after he got elected. Survey, back to the survey results, 8% think that the vaccines alter your DNA. 10% say the vaccines can cause infertility. That's what they think anyway. Now, when you debunk things like this, what information do you... That's what is so difficult about this, because how do you know who to believe?
Here's the thing, is that because this is going on now, anecdotally, people are starting to hear stories. I think what has happened is that we have not been honest about this vaccine not being a perfect vaccine. It was sold to us as it was going to protect us from getting COVID.
Everybody wanted it quick out.
It was going to protect us from... Well, I know, but just to finish this out, like, people were saying that it was going to protect you from spreading it. It was going to protect you from getting it. You could live a normal life. Well, then, no, it's not going to do that. It's going to lessen the load. It, you know, all of these things have been changing all the way through. I just found out I have a friend who had to give up her whole life, 41 and healthy, got the vaccine, has been in and out of the hospital, and hasn't been able to work for 3 months and had to live with their parents. I mean, so we got to be honest about not burying those stories and saying it's not perfect.
It isn't perfect. Nothing's going to be perfect because everybody's body is different and reacts to things differently. You're never going to find a perfect thing along this line, ever. Never, never, never. 48 past the hour.
Yes, I'm so sorry about the wait, ma'am. I'll be with you shortly. Carrie, how many appointments did you book at 2:30?
Jin's physical therapy clinic is pretty stretched. He needs another PT before patients get bent out of shape.
You get fresh ice pack in Ms. Davis's name.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. Exciting. Well, Uri Geller is always exciting. What's going on in his world is always exciting. You've heard us talk for the last couple of years about him creating a museum with all of the artifacts, tons, hundreds of things been donated by people all around the world for this museum. So now it's getting a lot of attention because it's been open for a little while. And there are a couple of people with Uri right now who are working on trying to tell people the story of the museum. One of them I want to speak to, another radio fellow from England, Nick Coleman is here. Hi, Nick.
Doug, good to speak to you.
Nice to speak to you.
I gave up on the early mornings a few years ago, but I feel your pain at tipping out of bed at 4:30 in the morning or whatever to do the great show that you do.
So tell me about what you're experiencing at Uri's new museum.
We're here. I'm here with my team from Coleman Television. We make a lot of programming. Some of your folks might be familiar with a television series that we made for Netflix called Plane Resurrection about old aircraft, and we do quite a lot of stuff. So we're based in the UK, and we've now got a new base that's opening in El Paso, in El Reno, in Oklahoma. So we're making a six-part TV series that's going to be called Uri Geller's Mysterious Museum, and I think probably the title gives it away. So we're going to get all the background on everything that Uri's done, all the amazing artifacts in the museum, some of the wacky stories, lots of stuff you haven't heard. And that will be somewhere on a television station around you at some point, maybe at the end of this year, but probably in the start of 2023. Six-part series, and there's probably going to be subsequent series as well.
The fact that Uri is as well-known, as fascinating as he is, makes for great TV, no question about that. All right, Nick, nice to have you here, and we'll look forward to seeing you. As a matter of fact, why don't you be back in touch with me when it is going to air, and I'll put you on the program, the morning program. We'll talk about it when you get closer in. Uri can tell you how to find me.
We look forward to it. I'm sure I can jump in my car from Oklahoma and come and see you, and let's do it live.
Okay, Dougie, I'm passing you over now to Rafi Berg.
All right.
Nice guy, and he's writing a major book about my life.
All right. Rafi, nice to speak with you. What's the attraction? What do you think the number one reason is that people want to read about Uri Geller?
Well, this is going to be a book about the untold Uri Geller. And I've met Uri today, really properly, for the first time. And I've marveled about Uri since I was the age of 5. I remember being in my grandparents' apartment in a little seaside town in northwest England in 1975 and being absolutely mesmerized by Uri on television making broken watches and clocks a tick again. And, you know, when you're 5 years old, that kind of thing has a major impact. So here I am. I'm 51 now, and to visit Uri and to see him and to get to know him is like one of the most exciting things that I've really done in my life, and I've done a lot.
Well, he does have. I met him when I was doing a program at KBC in Los Angeles 20, I don't know, almost 30 years ago. He and I have been friends since then. I've seen him in every aspect of his life, performing in his home, whatever it is. He's a fascinating character, and I'm sure that you're going to have great things to write about. When will the book come out? What's it, have you got a title, a tentative title for it?
Not at the moment. I'm researching it, but there's just so much to write about. I mean, you know, we call this place Uri's Museum. It's probably, you know, when you think of museums, you picture stuffy places, items and artifacts from who knows what that you have to stand behind red cordoned off plate. This is nothing like that. The title museum doesn't do it justice. It is absolutely jam-packed with weird and wonderful artifacts, items, things that are collected across his 50-year career, and every single item has a spectacular story attached to it. And the people he's met along the way, you know, there's so much to write about that hasn't yet been told.
Well, under the circumstances, Uri just really is, as you found and a lot of other people have found, a fascinating character, and he tells great stories. I'm sure the book will be eager. I'll say the same thing to you as I did to Nick. When the book comes out, I'll have you on and we can talk about it. I want to know what you've learned and compare it to what I've learned over the years, because my fascination with him, I think, maybe came about because we became friends. But he's a fascinating character, no question about it. So, Rafi, good luck to you. Thank you. Rafi Berg doing the book on Uri, and Nick Coleman doing the television program from the museum in Tel Aviv, or Little Jaffa, which is outside of Tel Aviv. Uri Geller here. You can check out his website, Uri Geller, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.